My Rain is a business that helps small farmers in India become more profitable and use natural resources more efficiently. Our next guest, Steele Lorenz, and a fellow student came up with the idea for My Rain when they were students at the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management. Now, My Rain has been chosen from 520 applicants in 90 countries as a round one nominee for Securing Water for Food, a Grand Challenge Development. One of the 17 selected for the honor, My Rain will receive a minimum of $100,000 and up to $500,000 to expand the use of its Rainmaker mobile irrigation system design application in India. That's a lot. Steele Lorenz, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, you certainly have an interesting project going here, and congratulations on your success already in being nominated for and apparently winning part of this prize already.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're really excited. It's an awesome program, and we're really pleased to be a part of it.
How did you and your partner come up with the idea behind My Rain?
Well, actually, we were in a program at the University of Minnesota called the ACARA Challenge. Now, this is a program for undergrads and graduate students that's focused on launching student-run social ventures. When we were in the program, it was looking specifically at water shortages and water security issues in India. And so as part of our coursework, we were partnered with students, college students in India, and work to look at potential business opportunities within the water community. In the course of that program, we came across agricultural water use, particularly for fresh water, and the statistics surrounding that area were fascinating. Approximately a quarter of all of India's fresh water is actually lost through inefficient irrigation practices. And we really wanted to see if we could start a business that would start to solve some of those issues.
Well, I noticed that you already answered my next question. How did the University of Minnesota Carlson School contribute to your being able to develop this business? Well, it was a part of a specific program there that kind of steered you toward these ideas. And I'm looking at on the website of the what's it called? SecuringWaterForFood.org, which is the entity that gives the awards. And most of the nominees are very science-oriented or a new product or a new gizmo that'll do something. Yours is a little more complicated than that, and it relates to the use of technology. Why don't you describe for our listeners a little bit about the details of what My Rain does?
Yeah, of course, and I don't know that we're more complicated, but we certainly are different from the other award nominees. So most of the award nominees are product companies, and we are really a distribution company. And we distribute efficient irrigation, specifically drip irrigation. Now, in India, about half of all the produce is produced by small plot farmers, and these are farmers using farming perhaps 3 acres or less. And so the irrigation technologies that they employ are generally pretty basic. They might pump water from a well and basically use a method called flood irrigation, which is just flooding their fields with water. And that's really inefficient. And what drip irrigation is a series of pipes and tubes that deliver water directly to the roots of crops. This technology can result in an increase of yields between 30 to 100% and a decrease of water usage between 20 and 50%. So extremely impactful, especially as you look at the small plot farmer. And this is a technology, our business did not invent this technology. This has been around for quite some time and has actually been scaled down and made price appropriate for small plot farmers in India. The problem in India, where we got involved, is that although it's an awesome technology, really, the distribution channels didn't exist. It was very, very difficult for these products to get out, and any kind of new technology takes a lot of education, a lot of marketing, a lot of people promoting the product. And really, the distribution challenges in many cases were insurmountable with the current infrastructure that's in place. So we wanted to start the company not to invent a new product, but rather to get distribution for a product that is potentially life-altering. And the way we approached is we started the company and looked at distribution from a number of different angles, but what we really wanted to do was make sure that we were ready to scale to help millions of farmers across India. So we were really technology-focused, and that led us to develop a mobile application that would automatically design these irrigation systems, basically take the complexity out of it. And that meant that we could work within existing retailers, agricultural retailers, existing distribution channels, and allow them to carry a complex product without having to go through a lengthy training and education process. So our mobile design, which we're working in South India with, our mobile irrigation design application allows these small retailers to help hundreds and thousands of small plot farmers implement drip irrigation for the first time. And so we're really excited.
So it's the dealers in the drip irrigation technology that have the smartphone app, not the farmers.
That's correct. And the reason for that, there's a couple of reasons. But first, when you're talking about scale, India has over 100 million small plot farmers. And so those numbers are, you know, it's daunting to try and think about how you access a lot of these farmers, especially when they're in rural areas and perhaps don't have as much access to communication technologies as other demographic groups. So when we work with the retailers, one is that it's easier to find them and get access to hundreds or thousands of small plot farmers through just one retailer. So by working with potentially, you know, 10,000 or 100,000 retailers, we can reach orders of magnitude larger, orders of magnitude more farmers.
Well, how do these retailers make contact with the farmers?
Yeah, so these are networks that are already set up.
Okay.
These are dealers that already have customers, and we are coming in and incrementally adding products to their current merchandise. So they may sell seed or fertilizer. They may sell small machinery. But they don't have the fluid mechanic knowledge to be able to create and design complex irrigation systems. So that's why our distribution technology is really unique, is that it allows them to incrementally add drip irrigation without taking the time to go through the complex learning process that it would take to.
Exactly how do they do that? I mean, on the app, are they do they actually design the technology or the particular application for a particular farmer with the app, or do they just link with somebody who can design it?
Oh, so the app automatically designs the irrigation system. What a retailer has to do is go out and do a survey of the farmer's field. Collect a variety of inputs, including the cropping patterns, the amount of pressure available at the head of the system, and some other details. They enter that in, and the system automatically produces a blueprint of how the irrigation system should be designed and installed, as well as a complete list of materials, a bill of materials for creating that specific irrigation system.
I got two questions. Is the ultimate system affordable by the farmers? And who built the the app?
Yeah. So the irrigation systems are absolutely affordable. These small plot farmers are small business people. They are running a business, and any time that you can increase their revenues or their yields by 30% to 100%. They're going to be very interested in making an investment in that technology. However, they have to be convinced that the technology is going to work. And so by making local expertise available, by allowing these small retailers to be able to offer small farmers irrigation solutions, We're enabling them to be successful, not just to be able to afford the irrigation equipment, but to be able to be successful with the irrigation equipment is the ultimate goal. So the short answer is yes, absolutely, it's affordable. The answer to who built the technology, so it was designed by myself and my partner, Sri Lathaganti, and we used a third-party developer in India to actually do the coding, but all of the intellectual property belongs to Myrain.
But how did you guys learn the science of irrigation and analyzing a particular field and deciding what should go into that field?
Yeah, so that's been the four-year journey that we've been on. So we started, neither of us have a background in irrigation, although Sri is an engineer by training. And so we started at the very bottom and worked our way up. When I moved to India to start the company's operations 2 years ago, we really worked to increase the amount of irrigation expertise that we had. And along the way, we've reached out to and have partnered with several very prolific irrigation companies to help us understand exactly what was important in developing this application.
For listeners who've just joined us, we're speaking with Steele Lorenz, who's the CEO of a company called Myrain, which has developed technology, an app, let's call it. Everybody knows what an app is, that helps dealers in India help small farmers design efficient irrigation systems for their fields, which currently don't have efficient systems. And what kind of improvement in productivity or efficiency or environmental improvements do you see with the technology you've introduced?
Yeah, so when we talk about water savings or water efficiency, it's interesting because oftentimes we don't see farmers saving that water or banking that water. Like you might think, we see farmers instead increase the amount of acres that they farm, or we see them farming in additional seasons that in the past they haven't been able to stretch their water to cover. So anecdotally, we finished an installation about a year ago, and this farmer is on now his second crop rotation of sugarcane. But he was farming about an acre and a half because in the dry season, all he could water was an acre and a half of sugarcane. And with drip irrigation, he doubled his plantings, and he could take 3 acres of sugarcane through the dry season with increased quality and yield on all of those 3 acres with the same amount of water.
And I think maybe the prize and your own company is cognizant of the fact that in India particularly they're going to need food for a couple hundred million more people in the next 30 years or so. And that's what's behind this effort. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I think the latest numbers that estimate another 200 million people in India by 2050. And what that means is that they're going to have to feed 200 million people with essentially the same amount of arable land. So they really have to become a lot more productive. And almost all countries have to become much more productive with the land that they're currently farming. And one way to do that is to increase the productivity through better irrigation practices. Drip irrigation definitely is a part of that solution. I think there's a number of other pieces to that puzzle, but we're really excited to be working on what I believe to be one of the grandest challenges of our generation.
Tell me about the prize. I mean, what I read says you've already qualified for a prize, and there will be a final prize winner that will win additional money. Is that correct?
No. So we are one of 17 award nominees, and so it is Securing Water for Food's expectation and intention, I believe, to sponsor all of these groups. We are award nominees and not awardees because we're working on finalizing the grant contract. Mm-hmm. And once that's signed, and we fully expect to get through that process without any issues. So,
what will the prize help you do?
So that will be purely for the expansion of our mobile application throughout India. So we are a distribution company, and we work with close to 300 retailers in India today. Above that, a fraction are using our mobile design system. So this funding will help us to train retailers that are already in our network to use the drip irrigation design system, as well as bring in new retailers to the network to distribute both irrigation and other agricultural equipment.
Do you see this this technology useful in other countries besides India?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the drip irrigation design system will work really well for small plot farmers throughout the world that are struggling with irrigation efficiency. We're focused on India today because India is a combination, has the largest combination of small plot farmers who are currently irrigating in the world. We think that there's a lot of other markets that are exciting, but the if we were to distribute an irrigation system to every small plot farmer in India who's currently irrigating, that would be a $30 billion market. So we've got our work cut out for us in India alone, but the application, the idea, I think, is much more wide-reaching than India.
One question I wanted to get back to is the small farms versus the large farms. You know, we see this in this country, in our country, where there are so many of these large factory farms, and a lot of the small farmers are being driven out of farming. Is that happening in India as well, or not so much?
It's tough for me to make a blanket statement about India because it's so diverse, and there's a lot of different things going on. But from what I've seen, India is really interested in making small plot farming a part of its future. From the legislation I've seen around who can own plots of land, I don't expect that to change anytime soon, and certainly not by 2050 when there will be 200 million additional extra people.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners? Let me ask you one more question. Who's giving this prize?
Yeah, so the Securing Water for Food is has three founding partners. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, CEDA, the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
They pool together and come up with the idea for a prize and the funding to carry out the winner, help the winners.
That's correct.
Is there anything you would like to add about your story here that I haven't covered?
You know, I think you were really very complete. I would like to thank our the SWIFT group, Securing Water for Food group, for selecting us as award nominees. Like I said, we're really excited about the project. I would again like to acknowledge the Acara Institute at the University of Minnesota, as well as the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota, which is where the Acara group is foundation.
And Steele, where can folks learn more about this? You have a website yourself.
That's right. Yeah, people can learn more about our business at myrainindia.com and more about the Securing Water for Food project at securingwaterforfood.org.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you and your company for all you've done and all you plan to do in the future, and all the best to you. Thank you very much for joining us.